point, we'd like to welcome Ohio head coach Frank Solich. Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Congratulations on the 21-20 overtime victory at Buffalo. And when getting back to Athens and watching the film, talk about the victory by your Bobcats.
Yeah, you know, very proud of our guys. You know, Buffalo is a very good program. Really have had consistent good football teams. Played in our conference championship last year, and so to go up there and to play the way we did, it was really gratifying to see for our kids, our coaches, and our program. You know, there was some things that happened throughout the course of the game that where we showed, I think, really vast improvement. One was overall defense. We played maybe our best defensive game of the year. Special teams were special for us in the game. You know, Farkas ended up pinning them down inside the 10-yard line inside the 20 about three times. And so we established great field position that way and won the field position battle. And, of course, you know, Louis' extra point was the winning point. So a lot of good things, a lot of improvement. You know, play Northern Illinois, who, you know, Buffalo and Northern Illinois were in the Power Championship last year with Northern Illinois winning it. And so just continued challenges for us as we go through our schedule week by week.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star 1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Solich and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. Frank, in the overtime period, you handed the ball to O'Shawn Allison five straight times, and he got in the end zone, and he ended up with the victory. Just talk about the mentality at the end and in the overtime session.
Yeah. You know, Buffalo is a very difficult team to run the ball against. They've got a very good defensive front and get great support from their backers and their safeties in the running game. But we had enough success where we felt like, you know, certainly we were in four down territory in that regard, and so running the ball seemed to be the best thing for us, giving us our best chance. O'Shawn was running the ball well through the game. We've taken fairly good care of it, so that's what we decided to do, and it was effective enough to win the ball game for us. You know, a lot of credit to our offensive line in terms of what they were all about, not only during that drive, but really throughout the course of the game to establish some kind of a running game against Buffalo, which is difficult to do.
Frank, your Bobcats really needed a victory, didn't they?
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about it. You know, we're in uncharted waters in terms of our one loss record coming out of non-conference play. And we played really four very good football teams. I thought Rhode Island was a very good football team, a lot better than what most people understood. It has played out to be an excellent football team. If you look at their schedule and the games that they played, Marshall, very good, very physical team, and Lafayette, you know, the same way. So there were a lot of challenges there. You know, three of the four were in bowl games last year and will be in bowl games this year. So it was a challenging schedule. We were in all the games but weren't able to get it done at the level we needed to get it done at to win.
Looking ahead this week with Northern Illinois, when you look at film, talk about some of the challenges they'll present to you both offensively and defensively.
Yeah, they're a typical Northern Illinois team in terms of toughness, and so, you know, it'll be a very, very physical football game. You know, they've got good people up front on both sides of the ball. You know, lot of returning guys on the offensive side of it in terms of starting offensive linemen. You know, their quarterback is playing very well. They always have excellent excellent running backs and receivers. So offensively, you know, they'll continue to be a challenge for people as they go through their season in terms of trying to find ways to stop those guys and get somewhat control of the game. You know, same thing defensively. You know, it always starts with physical play with them, and it's very good up front in terms of their people, linebackers, safety support really well. You know, their stats are showing that they're doing well against the pass, and so, you know, trying to get something going with any kind of consistency will be a challenge. But, you know, we need to obviously meet that challenge.
And with that challenge, you'll be facing the hungry Huskies team that's 1-4 and looking to get back to the winning column as well.
Yeah, you know, losing a MAC game, obviously, is not what they're used to at the beginning of MAC play. And so, you know, we'll get, without question, their best shot, and it should be a great football game.
Well, Frank, we'll let you get back to preparation for Northern Illinois. I want to say thank you for your time. Congratulations on your victory. I want to wish you the best of luck on Saturday, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Frank. For Frank Solich and his Ohio Bobcats in a 21-20 overtime win at Buffalo. Again, in that contest, running back O'Shawn Allison scored the first two rushing touchdowns of his collegiate career. He accounted for a career-high 96 yards rushing, and had a fourth-quarter one-yard rushing touchdown and a five-yard rushing touchdown in the overtime period in that overtime victory for the Bobcats. For Ohio, they will be hosting Northern Illinois this coming Saturday, October 12th, that game at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, and available on ESPN+.